vez más quietud. Es preciso revisar todo minuciosamente, revisar una y otra vez, asegurarse que la base tranquilidad pueda proporcionar supervivencia a dos hombres que estarán cuando menos 21 horas en un planeta extraño. Llega la hora de abandonar la base tranquilidad, poner pie sobre la luna, en ese momento imponente, en este lugar que inspira un temor inexplicable, no obstante que existe el contacto humano, cuando Buzz Aldrin ayuda a Armstrong a salir por la puerta hacia otro mundo.
Okay, lined up on the platform. Move your left foot to the right a little bit. Okay, that's good. All left. Good. Okay, now I'm gonna check the bath here. Okay, you're not quite squared away. Hold to the hold right a little. Air even.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's good. Got plenty of room to your left. It's a little close on the right. How am I doing? You're doing fine.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked getting back up to that first step. It hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
It's a pretty good little jump. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and insides of my boot. I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
Neil, this is Houston. We're copying.
Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here. Be advised that a lot of the rock samples out here, the hard rock samples, have what appear to be vesicles in the surface. Also, I'm looking at one now that appears to have some sort of phenocrysts.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
Yeah, just stand by a second. I'll move this over the handrail. Okay.
All right, that's got it. Are you ready?
All set. Okay, you saw what difficulties I was having. I'll try to watch your pliss from underneath here.
Now I want to back up and partially close that, making sure not to lock it on my way out.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay, I'm on the top step, and I can look down over the RCU and landing gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable, and walking is also very comfortable. You're on You've got three more steps and then a long one.
Okay, I'm going to leave that 1 foot up there and both hands down to about the fourth rung up.
There you go. There, you got it.
That's a good step.
Yep. About a 3-footer.
Beautiful view.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
Una pausa cuando los dos hombres aparecen ante la cámara.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Un rápido saludo desde otro mundo, y luego a trabajar de nuevo. Neil Armstrong.
Roger, Neil. Neil, you're on the cable.
Okay.
Yeah, lift up your right foot. Right foot. It's still, your toe is still hooked in it.
That one?
Yeah, it's still hooked in it. Come in. Okay, you're clear now.
Thank you.
Now, let's move that over this way.
Neil Armstrong has the scoop for the bulk sample collection.
The boot color of my boots have completely disappeared now into this. I don't know exactly what color to describe this other than grayish cocoa color.
Neil's been on the surface an hour now. Buzz, not quite 20 minutes less than that.
Houston, the passive seismometer has been deployed manually.
Una rápida comparación con el reloj de Houston.
Come out right now. Buzz, this is Houston. You've got about 10 minutes left now prior to commencing your EVA termination activities. Over.
Roger, I understand. You didn't get anything in those environmental samples, did you?
Not yet.
I don't think we'll have time.
Roger, Neil and Buzz. Let's press on with getting the close-up camera magazine and closing out of the sample return container. You're running a little low on time.
Roger.
We want to keep a good margin in those portable life support systems.
Okay, can you quickly stick this in my pocket, Neil, and I'll head on up the ladder. Okay. Adios, amigos.
Hey.
Anything more before I head on up, Bruce?
Negative. Head on up the ladder, Buzz.
Base Tranquilidad con su pequeña población de dos americanos. Comienza un periodo de descanso y a deshacerse de equipaje necesario como botas lunares, salvavidas, cámaras, etc.
Columbia, Columbia. This is Houston. Over.
Roger, Columbia. And see Charlie. How do you read?
Roger, Columbia. This is Houston. Reading you loud and clear on Omni, Charlie. The crew of Tranquility Base is back inside their base. Repressurized. They're in the process of doffing the
Pluses, everything went beautifully. Over.
Y finalmente la hora de la verdad. Armstrong y Aldrin perecerán en 48 horas si el motor de despegue falla. No hay forma de retroceder. No hay cuenta regresiva. El computador del águila debe funcionar. En este memorable lunes, billones de personas en la Tierra se detienen, observan y escuchan. Mientras tanto, en la pequeña nave Columbia, Collins ora por el regreso de sus compañeros para emprender el viaje de regreso de un cuarto de millón de millas, ahora o nunca. Aquí llega.
That's your guidance steering in the egg. Okay, master arm on.
Guidance reports both navigation systems on Eagle are looking good.
50 blanks. Set that ascent code. Yep. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Port stage, engine arm ascent. Proceed. Data, beautiful. 26, 36 feet per second up. 5, for the pitch over. Very smooth. Very quiet ride. There's that one crater on there.
1,000 feet high, 80 feet per second vertical rise.
Eagle Houston, request manual start override.
Roger.
2,600 feet altitude. 130 feet vertical rise rate.
A little bit of slow wallowing back and forth. Not very much thruster activity.
Roger, mighty fine.
700, 150 up, beautiful. 9,000. S-band looks like it's holding good, Houston.
Eagle Houston, your go at 3 minutes. Everything's looking good.
I'm going right down US-1.
Height's now approaching 32,000 feet. Some 120 miles to go until insertion.
See, there's Ritter off there. There it is, right there.
El Columbia y el Águila se buscan en lo alto de la desolada superficie lunar. Deben encontrarse. Solo el Columbia puede regresar a la Tierra.
This is Apollo Control. 127 hours, 50 minutes, round elapsed time. Less than a minute now away from acquisition of the spacecraft Columbia. Hopefully you... Flying within a few feet of it will be Eagle. Docking should take place about 10 minutes from now, according to the flight plan. However, this is a crew option matter. We're standing by for word that data is coming in from the two spacecraft. This is Lunar Revolution number 27 for Columbia. I have LEM AOS.
Okay, Mike. I'll try to get position here, and then you got it. How did the roll attitude look?
I'm pumping up cabin pressure. That was a funny one, you know. I didn't feel a touch, and I thought things were pretty steady. I went to retract there, and then that went all hell broke loose.
With Apollo 11. Columbia and Eagle now reunited to become Apollo 11 again. Our best estimate on the time of docking is some 3 minutes after the pre-mission time of 128 hours. Continuing to monitor this 27th lunar orbit. Where are the two-way communications between the two spacecraft?
Kevin, go ahead with your nav cloud, please.
Roger, your LEM weight, 5785.
This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 16 minutes. We reacquired Apollo 11 about 25 minutes ago at 129.51. At that time, Mike Collins reported that all three crewmen were in the command module. The transfer occurring while the spacecraft were on the backside of the moon.
Houston, this is Columbia, read you loud and clear. We're all three back inside. The hatch is installed. We're running a pressure integrity check. Everything's going well.
Roger, Eagle. Correction, Roger, Columbia. We copy.
Más información desde Houston al Apollo 11.
Starting off, congratulatory messages on the Apollo 11 mission have been pouring into the White House from world leaders in a steady stream all day. Among the latest are telegrams from Prime Minister Harold Wilson of Great Britain and the King of Belgium. The world's press has been dominated by news of Apollo 11. Some newsmen estimate that more than 60% of the news used in papers across the country today concern your mission. The New York Times has had such a demand for its edition of the paper today, even though it ran 950,000 copies, that it will reprint the whole thing on Thursday as a souvenir edition. And Premier Alexei Kosygin has sent congratulations to you and President Nixon through former Vice President Humphrey, who is visiting Russia. The cosmonauts have also issued a statement of congratulations. Humphrey quoted Kosygin as saying, "I want you to tell the President and the American people that the Soviet Union desires to work with the United States in the cause of peace." People around the world have had many reasons to be happy about the Apollo 11 mission. The Italian police reported that Sunday night was the most crime-free night of the year. And in London, a boy who had the faith to bet $5 with a bookie that a man would reach the moon before 1970 collected $24,000. Pretty good odds. In other news, and there was a little bit, another explorer, Thor Heyerdahl, had to give up his attempt to sail a papyrus boat across the Atlantic. The storm-damaged boat was abandoned about 650 miles from Bermuda. The speed of the craft had been reduced to about 25 miles a day. And Heyerdahl said the object of the voyage had not meant to provide an endurance test for the crew. Looking at the world of sports, the West Division of the National League remains a tight race. L.A. and San Francisco are one game behind league-leading Atlanta. And the Astros have a record of 48 wins and 48 losses and are now in fifth place, seven games out. The Chicago Cubs are still in first place in the East Division. They led the New York Mets by 4.5 games. And in the American League, Baltimore is breezing toward the Eastern Division title. And that about covers the news this day. You guys have been making most of it, and I'm sure we couldn't fill you in on any of the details that you don't already know. Out.
La Tierra se agranda al acercarse el Columbia más y más.
This is Apollo Control at 148 hours, 21 minutes. At the time the spacecraft crossed from the moon's sphere of influence to the Earth's sphere of influence, that point at which the Earth is computed as having the dominant influence on the spacecraft trajectory, Apollo 11 was about 33,800 nautical miles from the moon and about 174,000 nautical miles from Earth. At the present time, the spacecraft is traveling at a speed of 3,994 feet per second with respect to the Earth.
El regreso a casa se inicia. La única música que se ha escuchado a través del espacio durante estos 8 días ha sido un viejo álbum Capitol de Les Baxter, Música de la Luna.
Copy our music thunder?
Did we copy what, Neil?
Did you copy our music thunder?
Roger, we sure did. We're wondering who selected, made your selections.
That's an old favorite of mine. It's an album made about 20 years ago.
got in a minute.
But it sounded a little scratchy to us. Neil, either that or your tape was a little slow.
Supposed to sound that way.
Durante el vuelo de regreso, un último programa de televisión. Les habla Mike Collins.
Roger, this trip of ours to the moon may have looked to you simple or easy. I'd like to assure you that that has not been the case. The Saturn V rocket, which put us into orbit, is an incredibly complicated piece of machinery, every piece of which works flawlessly. This computer up above my head has a 38,000-word vocabulary, each word of which has been very carefully chosen to be of the utmost value to us, the crew. This switch, which I have in my hand now, has over 300 counterparts in the command module alone, this one single switch design. In addition to that, there are a myriad of circuit breakers, levers, rods, and other associated controls. The SPS engine, our large rocket engine on the aft end of our service module, must have performed flawlessly or we would have been stranded in lunar orbit. The parachutes up above my head must work perfectly tomorrow or we will plummet into the ocean. We have always had confidence that all this equipment will work and work properly, and we continue to have confidence that it will do so for the remainder of the flight. All this is possible only through the blood, sweat, and tears of a number of people. First, the American workmen who put these pieces of machinery together at the factory. Second, the painstaking work done by the various test teams during the assembly and the retest after assembly. And finally, the people at the manned spacecraft center, both in management, in mission planning, in flight control, and last but not least, in crew training. This operation is somewhat like the periscope of a submarine. All you see is the three of us, but beneath the surface are thousands and thousands of others. And to all those, I would like to say thank you very much.
Les habla Armstrong.
The responsibility for this flight lies first with history and with the giants of science who have preceded this effort. Next to the American people who have, through their will, indicated their desire. Next to four administrations and their congresses for implementing that will. And then to the agency and industry team that built our spacecraft. The Saturn, the Columbia, the Eagle, and the little EMU, the spacesuit and backpack that was our small spacecraft out on the lunar surface. We'd like to give a special thanks to all those Americans who built those spacecraft, who did the construction, the design, the test, and put their heart and all their abilities into those craft. To those people, tonight we give a special thank you. And to all the other people that are listening and watching tonight, God bless you. Good night from Apollo 11.
Y ahora, el módulo de comando se dirige a la Tierra.
SQ and the Rye aircraft are reported on station, and the Hornet's helicopters containing the swimmers are reported airborne. Apollo 11 reports right on. We take that to mean that the drogues deployed on time.
169.15.
Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now. Hornet reports a sonic boom a short time ago.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11, this is Hornet, Hornet, over.
Apollo Hornet, this is Apollo 11, reading you loud and clear. Our position 1330, 6915.
11, Hornet, copy.
Hornet has voice contact. Aircraft reports visual with three full chutes.
Confirmed.
Wallace Hornet. What's the present condition of the astronauts?
Our condition is all three excellent. We're just fine. Take your time.
All right.
That was Mike Collins reporting the crew was excellent. The elevator will take recovery one down to the hangar deck, and where the crew will enter the mobile quarantine facility. And the flags are waving, and the cigars are being lit up. And clear across the big board in front is President John F. Kennedy's message to Congress of May 1961. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. That has been accomplished.
Al amanecer del 24 de julio, la tripulación del Hornet recupera a los astronautas y la cápsula del Apolo 11. El regreso a la Tierra y rescate al pie de la letra. El final de este viaje dejó una pregunta de toda la humanidad. Quizás la mejor respuesta fue proporcionada por el doctor Thomas Paine, administrador de NASA, momentos después de que el hombre pisara por primera vez la superficie lunar.
As we look at the things that we have on the drawing boards, as we look at the dreams of the engineers for the future, it seems very clear to me that there are two basic factors that have to be answered. The first is whether or not we can attain the kind of costs and the kind of reliability in space flight that we now have in air travel. And I'm quite convinced that we can. And the second question is if we can indeed travel in a practical way to the moon and eventually beyond, will men indeed wish to do so? And will they wish to found small first research stations and perhaps eventually permanent colonies? And it seems to me that the history of mankind is that they certainly will. So I would say, yes, I think we have entered a new era. I think that the significance of the trip that has just started today is indeed that mankind is going to establish places of abode outside of his home planet, the Earth.